The next patient is Rita Mayorga. The last name is M, like in Mike, A, Y, like in Yankee, O, R, like in Roger, G, like in Golf, A, like in Alpha. First name, Rita, R-I-T-A. This is a clinical case of a 43-year-old white female that is a patient referred by Dr. Montero, M-O-N-T-E-R-O, for diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria, period. The patient has a very strong history of diabetes mellitus since the early 20s. He has a strong family trait of diabetes. The father died when he was 37 years old, and the mother died in the 60s. Comma, she has three sisters, and all of them are diabetics with retinopathy, peripheral vascular disease, period. The reason for the referral is the presence of a significant amount of protein in the urine. The patient has evidence of a albumin creatinine ratio of 2,558. That determination was done in July the 14th of 2023, period. On the other hand, this patient has evidence of a creatinine of 0.41 with a BUN of 10 in the presence of a glucose fasting of 276 and a hemoglobin A1C of 11. In other words, this patient has severe hyperfiltration. Period. A lengthy discussion was carried with the patient regarding the need for her to change the lifestyle. The suggestions given to the patient was to follow a plant-based diet, and a very detailed discussion of the diet was carried out for more than 15 minutes. It was extremely important for this patient to follow a low sodium diet and given the fact that the patient has extremely elevated left ventricular end diastolic pressure, we are going to recommend a fluid restriction between 40 and 50 ounces in 24 hours. Period. I think Dr. Montero has started the patient on Kerendia, which is the right approach. The most likely follow-up include increase the dose to 20 milligrams on daily basis. The patient doesn't have any evidence of hyperkalemia. The serum potassium is 4.2. And after re-evaluation, we might consider the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor, period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is out of control. I hope that with the persistence and determination to change the lifestyle, she will be able to control the blood sugar with the medication that has been prescribed. By controlling the blood sugar and with the medication, we will be able to improve the diabetes and the diabetic nephropathy. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease. She has severe disease in the left anterior descending, and in the right coronary arteries. Stents were placed by Dr. Jones. Period. Following number, obesity. By changes the lifestyle, we would be able to continue to witness the weight loss with the fluid restriction and control of the blood pressure. The cardiovascular condition should improve. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The main concern is the presence of increased triglycerides, 348, but this is related to the fact that the patient had the blood sugar way out of control. The cholesterol was 111, the HDL was low. Period. Activity is extremely important. She was explained about the need to increase the activity. Following numbers, the patient is evaluated by is evaluated by the rheumatologist for rheumatoid arthritis, and that has been treated with the administration of Rinvoq, RINV, like Victor OQ, 15 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea. The patient is wearing the CPAP. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Plenty of information was given. Suggestion of videos was also done. Paragraph. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, and 40 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation.